Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is a Fransky Friday in the Midday Show, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Joining us now, the voice of the National League East champion Phillies, Scott Fransky.
Scott,
how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Pretty good. It seemed like we haven't talked to you in forever, Scott. So does this feeling ever get old for you?
It's been a week.
I know, but it just feels, I said it this morning.
Does the feeling of going on your show get old for me?
Well, that and the feeling of being in this position, winning the NL East.
No, honestly, it doesn't. I mean, if you're a broadcaster of a team, you're along for the ride, and you're going to see some good, you're going to see some bad, and I think every announcer will tell you. If you're not taking it in and taking full advantage of these years when your franchise is good, then you're doing the wrong thing. Cause they don't happen all the time. I remember, you know, when I first got here, obviously my first year was 06 and then 07, 08, 09, 10, 11. And I remember during all that, Chris Wheeler used to say, "Hey guys, enjoy it. Cause it doesn't stay like this. It doesn't stay like this, and it doesn't. It's a cycle. So you try to make sure you maximize the amount of fun you're having now when they're winning.
Scott, and it sounded like you guys were having fun the first couple nights there in L.A. Take us through the feeling in the park and for you calling the game, because those games, that felt like October baseball, and it's a matchup, as we've talked about the last few weeks, that we're probably going to see very soon or could see very soon early in the postseason, but the comeback in those games, the wins, the Harper home run, that game to clinch the division Monday really had an October feel.
Yeah, it really did. And, you know, it was one of those things where you had, if you didn't win it that night, you still had 11 more chances to win one game, right? But you want to win and get in and be able to celebrate after a win and to do it there and do it against a really good team and do it sort of in the fashion that it happened, you know, the way that game unfolded. It had every bit the October feel, without a doubt.
Scott, when I was watching the series, so the Phillies win the first two, and they win the season series for the Dodgers, and then they drop the last one, but they won the series. It was almost one of those where it's beauty in the eye of the beholder. It's how you want to look at the series. So, Scott, which one stood out more to you, that they won the series, that they scored 15 runs off the Dodgers' bullpen, or the other side of it was they didn't touch Ohtani, Snell, and Sheehan, who they're probably going to see in that series if they face each other in a couple weeks?
Yeah, I mean, and they didn't see Yamamoto, who they might see, you know. Tyler Glasnow, they might see. When healthy, the Dodgers, their pitching staff is really good, and they might get creative. They might do some different things with different guys. I don't know exactly how they're going to lay it out, obviously. But I do think that you know, you can look at it both ways. I don't think the Dodger bullpen is as bad as they've shown, and I don't necessarily think their starters are as unhittable as they seemed this week. I mean, it's probably somewhere in the middle with the two. You know, it's three games. It's hard to, you know, say definitively what's going to happen a month from now, and if they meet for three or five games or seven games or whatever. So, I think the big thing for me is that the Phillies again show that they're a team that is not out of a game. And they're a team that while a particular matchup might not be the best for them on a given night, they're still in the game and they, you know, they're going to battle all the way through to the end. So that's all you can really ask for.
It is, and we're going to see it coming up in October because the Phillies are NL East champions and pretty likely to be the number two seed. They're three behind the Brewers now for the one, but they're pretty well up on the Dodgers for the two, so we're probably headed towards that. Scott, tonight, starting in Arizona, interesting pitching, the way the Phillies are kind of lining this up. We could talk through that and what it means for the postseason. Let's start with the Walker Buehler thing. He pitched last Friday, I thought was pretty decent, and now he's going to pitch tonight in a piggyback role behind Taijuan Walker. Scott, do you think this is kind of a, I don't know what you call it, a tryout or kind of
audition.
Looking for audition, perfect word,
audition
for maybe him being used out of the bullpen in the month of October?
To some extent, yeah. I mean, I think the number one thing about the move is lining up Sanchez on the right day. And then if, you know, you have obviously got six starters. So if you didn't, somebody's going to get backed up and not pitch for, too long of a time. So I think more than anything, it's lining up the guys you figure are going to start for you in October, more to the days that they're, going to be used. And then, I think Rob Thompson has told us, we want to see what it looks like. You know, Walker Buehler, he's got strikeout stuff, and I think that plays up out of the bullpen. Now, the next time they do it, they're going to flip-flop. Buehler would start and Walker would relieve. But I do think there's some element of like, hey, let's see what this looks like out of the pen. Maybe we can use him in that role in October, because clearly he's been there. He's done that. He has experience. And why not try to, lean on that experience if you can?
The other part, and you were referencing it there, is how the Phillies are trying to line up their rotation for the start of the postseason. So it's going to be Christopher Sanchez lined up for the game one. Do you think it's going to be Ranger game two, Lizardo for game three? How do you think they might deploy the next two guys behind Sanchez for the postseason?
Yeah, I really do think it's probably going to depend on variety of factors. Obviously, we're talking about a division series, not mm-hmm. using the wild card series, right?
Right.
And I think who they play probably makes a big difference. Whether it's let's say the Mets or Dodgers, how you like the matchups, where you like those pitchers, whether it's at home or on the road, the experience of a guy. I mean, to me, I don't know. It just sounds to me like I don't see how they don't start Nola one of those games. Now, I don't know what order it'd be in, but I just think that that's going to be the case. And then, those other guys might, now don't get me wrong. Rob Thompson has a lot of trust in Nola and he wants him to figure it out. And you might see this weekend, Nola goes a little longer than normal, but I don't think you're necessarily going to see that. Even if he's struggling, he might keep him in the game. I don't think you're necessarily going to see that in October. I think the trigger will, the hook will be quicker. The eyes will be, a little tighter to watch what's going on and how he looks. I don't think it's just like, oh, Nola has carte blanche because he's got veteran status. He's still going to have to pitch well, or he's going to be, pulled from the game and they'll go to other options.
Scott Fransky with us here at a Fransky Friday. Scott, it sounds like Alec Bohm could be activated from the injured list pretty soon here, as soon as this weekend. Do you have a thought on where, when he's back and activated and in, he fits in the lineup? It feels like he wasn't hitting great before he went out. Maybe the shoulder was a big part of it. Bader has really come on here. Clearly, when Trey gets back, I would think he goes back to the one spot. Bader's somewhere in the middle. Do you think it's going to be Bohm more towards the bottom of the order when we get to October?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I still think he's somewhere in that, 5 to 8 range. Some of that depends on lefty-righty matchup for the day and who else is around him, whether it's, if it's a left-handed pitcher, you're going to have Castellanos and somebody in left, whether it's Wilson or Kemp, I don't know. If it's a, right-hander on the mound, you're going to have Kepler and Marsh in there, so that factors in differently. I just think he'll still be in that range, 5 to 8, somewhere in there, if I had to guess. But again, let's see if the shoulder was really what was causing the issues for him the last week or so, before he went on the injured list. because he came off the IL, the original IL stay and looked pretty good. I think he hit in 10 straight or something like that, coming off the injured list, and then all of a sudden hit the skids again. So I think it's going to, you know, it's a good to see what he looks like over the last nine games.
Scott, go ahead. You have one more thing to say?
No, I was just going to ask Scott because we were sitting there talking, and I was just kind of curious. Do you think that Topper's managerial style has changed over the last couple of months? And that's why the team is in the position that it's in?
You mean in terms of, like, game management?
Well, just the way that he's...
Yeah, I think in the sense that it's time to go. I mean, you know, he's given Nick Castellanos a lot of runway here. I think that's where the biggest change is, his willingness to have Castellanos take his seat. And you know, go platoon and mix and match and things of that nature. I think it got to a point where, look, you know, he had every opportunity to try to swing his way out of it, which he's given him a lot of leeway to do that in recent years. But now it's different. It's time to, you know, sort of step on the gas and you know, see how many wins you can collect. And that requires, you know, maybe changing the lineup up on a more regular basis, which I think he's shown a willingness to do.
He has a lot, and it's worked out. Scott, let's end with this. You were on the call for the game this week where Shohei Ohtani started. He threw 5 no-hit innings, had a home run later in the game. Just a ridiculous player. There's some talk now that they may, and he's asked and told them he would maybe play the outfield in the postseason, so it could help them in terms of structuring the game and not taking a DH out. Scott, we were trying to workshop how that would even work. Like, could he go to the bullpen and warm up to pitch while they're batting if he's not up? I'm just thinking, like, if he's playing the outfield and they want him to pitch that night, how would that even look?
Yeah, I Dave Roberts, while he didn't dismiss it, I think he was a little dismissive of it when he talked about it. Because, again, I just don't see there's too much for them at stake in terms of his health long term and recovering from, you know, Tommy John and everything. I think they've been pretty strict in terms of their usage of him, and I would guess that it's going to remain that way. If I had to guess, see, the thing is, I don't quite understand what really the value would be there. I mean, unless you're talking about just using him once late in a.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In a game, you know, I don't know. I mean, what? Why not just have him start?
Right.
I mean, if you, like, what's you're not going to bring him in to face two hitters, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's never done that. He's going to come in and start the game. I think it was just more of a question that was asked of him, like, hey, would you be willing to? You know, like a reporter asked, would you do this? And he says, yeah, I'll do whatever's asked of me. But from a practical standpoint, the way the rules work and we're switching out, losing the DH and all that, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, well, it's going to be fun to watch them, probably against him, in a couple weeks here in the postseason. Scott, we'll be listening tonight and this weekend in Arizona as the Phillies try to lock up that 2 seed and maybe even go for the number 1. Scott, thank you for hopping on, and we'll talk next week.
All right, sounds good, guys.
There he goes. Scott Fransky, the voice of the Phillies there as they head to Arizona tonight. I'll be watching Walker Buehler coming out of that bullpen pretty close to tonight. All right, your phone calls on Eagles-Rams coming up. And today in the Tush Push, seems like a daily segment at this point. What's being said and what will be supposedly done about it on Sunday? It sounds like Goodell is out to get the Eagles again. We'll hit that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show.
I like this. Willie Nelson. He's still alive, ain't he?
I think.
Yeah.
The news cycle moves so fast, I do forget when people pass. So I think he's alive.
On the road again.
Hey, you know what? That's a good pick. That's a good pull.
On the road again?
You know, it's amazing how the music from the 70s kind of hit.
It does.
It hits better. It just hits better.
50 years later, it's still popping.
Again.
Huh?
Holding people's hands through this.
I know. This is, yeah. Now, look, we got an hour and 40 minutes left of the show, and I expect some big ones. I expect some big suggestions.
I mean.
I expect perfection.
Yeah. That leader in the clubhouse so far?
I would probably say so, yeah. I mean, just based on what we've heard so far.
Just people.
Okay. Just get it. Yeah.
Let's get it together.
We need you. I mean, last year, we presented the song. It became the song. I think. What would you say? It's 10, 15, 20% of the reason the Eagles won the whole thing and got to New Orleans because of the song?
If that's the credit we want to take, sure.
Yeah,
why not?
5, 10, whatever. Yeah. Whatever the number is. We get some credit.
Well, WIP and gets, I mean, you heard Jason Kelce.
Well, you heard him yesterday. He said it's a big, we keep people accountable.
We hold people feet to the fire.
Yes, exactly. All right, speaking of holding feet to the fire, when there are enemies of the tush push, we call it out. Look, we heard Al Michaels last night taking shots at the Eagles towards the end of that game.
You know, some teams are good, and they're not particularly interesting. The Buffalo Bills have really become a great team to watch.
They are.
Are we sure Al was after the Eagles there? I mean, everyone believes he was.
Who else could he be talking about?
Who said that?
Al Michaels.
No, I'm saying, who said that he was taking a shot at us?
Oh, most people believed it was about the Eagles.
As soon as I heard it, you know what that could be? That could be, I guess, us being
defensive. A little sensitive?
A little
snowflake. Yeah, a little tush-push sensitivity.
I mean, we all know.
So, what I wonder now, if he was talking about a specific team now, he's probably talking about the Eagles. I just wondered if he meant it in general, like over years. There are good teams that are not as exciting. I don't know. But if Al's going after the Eagles, he's a tush-push enemy now, too. So we're after him.
I'll gladly put Al Michaels on the list.
That list is growing.
He going to the...
Yeah. Wow.
I'm just saying, didn't he get pushed out? He got pushed out of... when he was with Chris Collinsworth, he got pushed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean he's going to be like upper room soon.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. When I say the upper room, I mean it could be the upper room could be a multitude of
the upper
things.
Room is the upper
like
room, man.
Retirement.
Oh.
Oh, he's in the upper room.
Well, Al famously doesn't eat vegetables, so I'm not sure what kind of health he's in.
He doesn't eat vegetables.
You never heard this?
No.
He claims to have never eaten a single vegetable. I don't know if I believe it or not, but that's his thing.
He'd be using that vegetable hair dye. that was wrong for that one. He'd dye his hair, though.
Headline crazy. This segment.
Hugh came at Al Michaels crazy.
Well, Al goes after
probably,
Al Michaels' throat. They're
probably killing me on you, hair dye. I got to pass the buck. I got to give it to
somebody.
You
trying to get in their good graces by crushing Al Michaels?
No, because I know they're probably killing me today. So I'm
you
just
basically
gonna...
said the guy's got a few weeks left to live, and his hair is dyed.
I'm deflecting.
Okay.
At least I ain't dyeing my hair, though.
No, me neither. Me neither. Let's go to another.
You need hair to dye.
Yeah, you do. Is this a new enemy of the tush push? Danny Parkins on First Things First on FS1. Here's what he said about the tush push.
I personally think the tush push is below the Eagles. I think they should abandon it. I think they should have voted to outlaw it because the play is Bush League. It is a rugby play. They do it better than anyone else. But here's the truth. With that offensive line, and with Saquon Barkley, I know you look at me like I got three heads, but
I'm looking at you like
I'm gonna land this plane.
Somebody put something in your cup.
I'm gonna land this plane.
In the ocean.
Talk to him, coach.
Maybe. But with that offensive line and that running back and that quarterback, they would be the best elite short yardage team without the tush push.
All right, so a couple things there. Number one, the last thing he said he's probably right on. Even without it, they'd be a good short yardage team. They should be. But he's saying there they should have voted against it. It's their play, Danny. Like, you know what? This is the thing we do really well. Let's vote against it. Enough for Danny Parkins, okay? Enough for that guy. Why are you laughing? You're on the list of enemies of the Tush Push this week.
No, I pulled up his picture.
Oh, Danny Parkins?
Yeah.
You're going after more personal shots?
Oh, no.
Yeah, what do you got? I ain't saying nothing.
You're laughing.
I just laughed.
What do you got?
I can laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take
I'm not
it.
An enemy of the tush push, though. I just want to.
Well, you started the week with Blandino.
You empathize with
Hugh Blandino.
I could see
you can
it
run.
And
you can't hide from that one.
And I told you guys why I felt the way I felt. Y'all just chose to be childish about it and just pick on me about it. That's what you did.
Us?
That's what happened. Yeah. Bunch of bullies on the schoolyard. That That's what basically this was.
That never happened.
Laughing at my jacket or my shoes or something. Y'all was just making fun of me.
All right, one more enemy of the Tush Push. This is the original enemy of the Tush Push, Roger Goodell. How about this one? NFL tells refs to watch Eagles Tush Push after missed false starts against the Chiefs. So a league, this is from The Athletic, a league training video sent to the NFL referees and teams on Wednesday noted officials should have flagged at least one of the Eagles Tush Push plays against the Chiefs in week two. It was an instructional video. In it, Ramon George, the NFL's vice president of officiating training and development, told referees to be more attentive to pre-snap movement during plays like the Tush Push. So, yeah, see those lights get bright in here?
No, it did.
Yeah,
it did.
That must be Goodell. He's because he hears me talking about this.
Yeah, he put a shining light on this mm-hmm. situation.
Yeah.
I mean, but you knew that was coming because the Chiefs was crying about that at the end of the game. When on the one where they did jump, it was clear that they jumped and it wasn't called.
Over under on Sunday, half of a penalty on the Tush Push. I think they're flagging this for one. Yeah. I think it's almost coming down no matter what.
That's an insane line.
Yeah.
Well, half a penalty?
Well, I mean, if they don't jump off sides, there should be no penalty call.
Well, but like.
There shouldn't be.
I'm pretty sure that the Rams called the Chiefs and asked them questions about the cadence.
Yeah, of course.
And how they could beat the cadence. And I'm pretty sure if Coach Sirianni and those guys are smart, you would probably change the cadence up a little bit.
We got the seed planted with Dean Blandino, man. I just pulled a Hugh.
You were about to say a damn Blandino.
No, well,
that damn Blandino.
That damn Blandino. Hugh
First
Blandino.
Up, we got crap peck, peck, crap cracked. Yeah, that hurt right there.
But do we think, what if the next step is the officials excessively throwing flags to make it as though, it's just going to make it worse.
Well, I look at it like this.
Everyone's
going
to be more annoyed by it.
Well, if you throw one, it takes the play's gone.
It takes out the
right.
You can't run the play. Like
sure.
It's not like a 10-yard pass where if you get a holding, you just run the pass again. Like you can't run it.
Right. And then that goes with the it makes the game boring to watch. Like it's that feels like the next step to me.
I agree. Yeah.
Over officiating it.
It is as much as I do think if it was just gone tomorrow, the Eagles could adapt. If something like Kyle just said happened on Sunday, it really would throw them off. I mean, if they have a third and one on the goal line, right, and that's tush push time, and then it becomes they throw the flag. Now it's third and six on the six or the five or third and goal on the five and a half, whatever. Hugh, that changes everything. You have to throw the ball in the end zone then.
Yeah, but I think that would be good for the Eagles because everybody's. I think the biggest thing that people rely on when they speak negatively of the tush push is that they rely on it hitting or being successful every time. Yeah. So if it's not successful and they still get the first down, it kind of negates all the arguments against the tush push.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
If they used it less, it would be less of a talking point. But they're going to use it as long as it's in and it's not getting over officiated. Tom in Abington is up next as we go back to the phones on WIP. Tom.
Yo, fellas, how we doing today?
What's up, Tom, what's up?
What it do, Blandino, you?
Blandino, he got you.
Crazy. I knew it was coming.
Love it, love it. Hey, before I get into it, can I drop a quick PSA on the cars?
Sure.
With all due respect, people, nobody wants to hear you sing.
Oh, disagree. disagree.
I mean, my eardrums are bleeding over here. I mean, a couple of them were pretty rough.
Yep. PSA, do not listen to Tom.
You didn't like Aaron in San Diego singing?
I never like Aaron in San Diego. As a matter of fact, there's another one. You guys should just go ahead and ban all phone calls from California.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's how I feel about Aaron.
Just the whole state gets banned. That's a big state, too, to take out.
So, Dale, you're worried about this start, are you?
I'm concerned about this game. I am. I think the Rams are coming in with some trouble for us.
Right, but you're talking about how they're off to a slow start, and they are offensively with the pass, even the running game. Offensively, it's definitely slow, but it's going to improve. Like, we've seen these players do this before. You're not giving it enough time. I mean, just take a look at our baseball squad. You don't want your team to come out on fire. Just stack some wins together.
Don't want to peak
By the
soon.
End of the year, we're going to bring this thing home.
And based on their talent, Tom, I think that, you're probably going to be right and that they're going to figure it out. There's too much talent on the offense for it to be this pedestrian. Now, is it going to be as great as it was in the Super Bowl? I don't know. That's a high bar. But I agree with you that they'll get better. It'll be better as time goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen it. Like, they're proven. I don't know if you know this or not, but they won the Super Bowl last
year. I did hear that. Hugh has tried to tell me that a few times.
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah, so they're going to be just fine. It's okay to talk about it, and it's definitely an issue right now. But like I said, at the end of the year, all the ducks will be in a row, and we will definitely make it out to Santa Clara.
So what song should we bring on our trip to Santa Clara, Tom? That's the big question.
Well, then why don't you bring the song that states it's a place that you can always go, but you can never leave.
Yay!
I was waiting for that one. What do we think? Hotel California?
Yeah, you might have to jazz it up a little, but I think it works.
It does fit, and it's a good song. Like, you know, it's certainly one of the better ones
on
for today.
On a dark desert highway.
Yeah, Tom, good phone call.
Cool wind in my hair. Okay. Bro, I ain't got no hair.
No, that's okay.
What is Calitas, though? I don't know what the warm smell of Calitas. What is that? Does anybody know what Calitas are?
I don't know.
I don't
know. I mean, I'm sure someone will tell us now that we threw this out there.
That's a good one.
I'm trying to, like, get the vibe of we're coming in on a Monday, we got the win, we opened the show, and this is going.
You know, you should know what the warm smell of Calitas means, Hugh.
What is it?
It refers to the buds of a cannabis plant.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Calitas literally means little tails in Spanish and is used to describe the flowering tops of the marijuana plant, which release a distinct aroma when heated. How'd you miss that one?
I feel attacked. I'm
just wondering how you missed that one.
I missed it.
You missed it. Angelo in Arlington, Texas is up. What's up, Angelo? He was.
Maybe. We banned the state of Texas, too.
Wait a minute. The way you said it, I'm like, like he blew it.
He blew it. You know who won't blow it? Andy in Westchester. He's ready to roll. What's up, Andy?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Well, I've got to start with two quick apologies. Sorry for you caught me during like the 5% of a day that I'm actually talking to someone yesterday.
It's okay. I mean, it happens with Bruce every day when we catch him in his meetings, confidential meetings, and we get to hear it. So no worries.
So, and Hugh, sorry for suggesting you quit therapy. It's actually something I feel strongly about. And I actually appreciate that you talk about it.
Oh, no, I'm definitely not doing that. I need that, dealing with these two yahoos every day.
Why are you here? Anyway, these guys I work with, they are driving me up a wall.
So I actually wanted to ask you anyway, because I have a jersey I want to get signed. So if you still talk to Jeremiah Trotter, I'll mail it to you. Can you deliver it to him and then mail it back to me?
See, you're on the roll today, Andy. But you know
don't,
what?
But
Andy, that dynamic is different. That would not be a hard ask from you, because we have a rapport. Man, what's his name?
Marple Mack.
Anyway. I don't fool with Marple Mack like that, man.
You know why? Because you guys get cranked. Don't get cranked up over here. Come on now.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
That was one of the most amazing things I ever heard. So I think for Sunday, kind of regardless of how it comes out, I'm really kind of always optimistic about the sports teams. I always expect them to win. I feel like this is going to be the week they get it right. And even if they don't, if they blow up, it could be their, you know, bye week of last year that, you know, wakes them up and they have to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Even if they have an ugly win, it's still a win. So it's just, I think it's going to be a good game, though. I really do think they're going to come out and show us what they can show us.
It could be a great game. I'm actually surprised, Andy, it's a 1 o'clock game. Just based on the two teams playing in the playoffs last year. I don't mind it. I don't mind it starting early. But it feels like a 4 o'clock or primetime game that we just get at 1 o'clock here. All right, Andy, what do you got for us? What's the song?
Okay, so it's pretty obscure, and I don't want to be presumptuous, but I'm guessing none of you ever heard it. But it's one of my go-to driving songs, and the first lyric is it's a band called Firehose. The song is Brave Captain. The first lyric is, Captain, there are doubts regarding your ability. And it just reminds me of Jalen in that sense that people are just still questioning him but it's really upbeat. Sky really Marshall has a good feel for driving. So
you said Sky Marshall.
I don't know if you want to check it out. I think you, what's that?
No, he was talking about Sky Marshall Jelly. What's the name of the song? I mean, what's the name of the band?
Firehouse.
It's called Brave Captain, and okay, the band is Firehose.
Firehose.
So, Firehose.
I'm on it. I'm on
okay,
it.
Kyle's on. Andy, good phone call. We appreciate it. Andy said something there, almost in passing. I need to now ask, throw it out to you guys. And I'm going to ask you from the perspective of what the temperature of a locker room is after a loss versus a win. We all want them to win.
Mm-hmm.
They're favored in the game. They should find a way to win. Do you think the issues they have on offense could be solved quicker if they lose a game rather than win ugly again? Like, I'm not saying I want them to lose, but you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, if they can't get through and win the game because of their offensive issues, does that make them confront it more and say, we have to figure this out rather than we squeak by, we keep winning, win's a win?
You know, it's funny because I think about, Jaws used to always say, winning is the best salve.
The deodorant, yeah.
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 It has to be that the other way, I would think, because as a football player, there have been times that we've won games by the skin of our teeth. And as a defense, we would say, hey, man, you know, we got lucky to get out of there. We got work to do next week.
Right.
And that's kind of the vein that you operate in. I don't think anybody over there is feeling good about the way that they're winning, but they're feeling good about the winning
mm-hmm.
because you understand how hard it is to win in this league. So you take them as you can get them. But you know, in order to ultimately get back to where you want to be, you have to play better. So to your point, long talking a little bit, if you go out there and some of the things that we've talked about for the last couple of weeks kind of rear their ugly head and kind of be are put on display, it could be a come to Jesus moment, especially when you read AJ's body language. AJ's done a tremendous job, and this is not me trying to say anything negative about him, because I think he's handled it the best way that you can handle it, knowing how he feels and how passionate he is about the game that he plays.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's one of those games where it's clear that he's 100%, he's healthy, he's getting open, and he's beating his man, and he's not getting the ball, then he has, in my mind, he has every right to be upset.
I agree. I would imagine he would vocalize that after the game.
I got Andy's song.
All right, let's hear it. Yeah.
Upbeat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I like the upbeat.
I could hear it coming into like the show on a Monday.
We're getting better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, I know you're still listening, but given your background, knowing that you listen to this, I can see you jumping in a mosh pit.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see.
I can see mosh pit Andy
with
a
friend.
Little bit.
Yes, I can see that.
Of course, on your day off though.
Yeah.
Not during workouts, but on your day off.
Professionals around here.
Yeah. We're definitely professionals.
We're not professionals. That's okay. We'll keep trying. 215-592-90.
It's not a bad song though.
It isn't. I agree with Kyle. We're getting better. I don't know if we've landed on it yet. There's a couple in the running here. We'll keep taking your phone calls on a Tri-Day. Confident, nervous in the game Sunday. And, you know, when you think about this one, should we just give them the benefit of the doubt? I'd love to, and I understand why a lot of people are. I need to see them play really well on offense where I just say, oh, they'll just win no matter what. Now they're facing a good team on Sunday. This is going to be a big challenge. Coming up, the referee assignment on Sunday. Are we saved or are we screwed? That's coming up. Next hour, we'll get the same game parlay for the game. Guess the takes as well. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. As we discuss Eagles and the Rams on set, I got to check in on the Twitter poll. I haven't checked in a while. Way more nerves for this one than I've seen around here in a long time heading into a game. So last time I looked, it was like, yeah, it stayed firm in about that range. 56% confident, 44% nervous. And 73% of people on the Midday Show poll believe the offense needs to win this game. They're with Hugh Douglas on this one.
Yeah.
It's quite a place
to be. Because there's a lot of question marks about the offense. You know, it just is. We want to see. We know what they're capable of.
Right.
We just haven't seen it. So that's where people are with this offense. They know that the capabilities are there. We've seen A.J. and Smitty light it up. We just haven't seen it this year.
By the way, that was suggested by Brian on Twitter.
The boys are back in town. We could play that as we arrive.
Like
that's
not bad.
Back in the Super Bowl, back in town. I like. I mean, that's... It's got
bad.
No. It's got. I like the song.
It's. I mean, it's. You know, I could see us rocking out to it after a win.
I could too. It fits after a win.
Well, it has to be after the offense goes off this weekend. That'd be great.
Well, let's not get insane.
Huh?
I said, let's not get insane.
Again, we got to crawl before we walk.
I'm asked for big leaps and bounds.
Let's crawl before we can walk here.
You're right. You're right.
Not like, what did Aaron say earlier? How many yards passing? 350?
Oh, like, yeah, 350. He told me 400 on the phone.
Yeah, which has never happened in Jalen Hurts' pro career. 400.
So you say, bring it back down to earth.
Let's Sky Marshall.
A little bit more real.
Sky Marshall Hurts. That's what if he throws for 350, he's officially Sky Marshall
Hurts. That was actually the one that broke me. I'm officially waving the white flag on the whole thing.
Oh, you're out?
You guys have all won.
They broke you, huh? It's only week three.
I can't do it anymore.
Well, we got a lot of football to go. All right. Are we saved or screwed? Last week we were saved by the officiating. This week?
What we got?
Well, the crew in town this weekend here, Hugh, they call more false start and offensive holding penalties than most crews.
Doesn't that sound like it was a setup since the
it
edict
does.
Has been?
It does you know sound what I mean? Like it said that Rat Goodell is sending in.
Wow, that's strong. That rat.
It's not as strong as you.
He deployed that crew on us.
I mean, 20 minutes. Don't distract from you putting Al Michaels in the upper room 20 minutes ago. Everyone heard that. we're screwed with the officiating this week. They're sending in the crew that calls more false starts and offensive holding than the average. So 53% of their penalties so far this season have been false starts or holding for this crew. So watch out for that one, especially on the tush push. Don't love it. Charlie in Collingswood's up. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Charlie?
I think they're going to be just fine. Jalen always finds a way to do what he needs to do to win the game. Whether it's passing, hand it off to Saquon, whatever they do, they're going to be fine.
So you give them the benefit of the doubt. They'll just figure it out a way and win the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Charlie, what's the song?
I won't back down, won't be turned around. You could stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
That's Tom Petty, ain't it?
Down.
Yeah, it's Tom Petty.
Tom Petty.
What was that?
Extra points for singing.
Yeah,
it, Charlie.
I mean, look, and clearly Charlie just wanted to come on to sing that song.
I know. I'm good with that. No, I'm
Wait
good with
a minute.
That.
That was in a cartoon.
What cartoon?
That song. It was a cow.
Cow and chicken?
No, what was it? Max knows what I'm talking about. Max, what was the name of the cartoon? But the dude's dad was singing it. His dad was the dude that had he used to do the Ram commercials way back in the day. Back to the Barnyard. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, he knew it. I mean, you guys were on the same wavelength.
No, because he probably was watching it when he was a little kid.
Yeah. Why were you watching it?
Stay out of my business, Joe. It's a good movie.
None of your business.
All right, Charlie. Good one. I like that. I think that's one of our. And he's saying it. He gets extra.
Well, that doesn't feel like. I think people
extra
have
points
lost,
for singing it.
I think people lost what the song means. Like we played Eastbound and Down last year because we were heading to the Super Bowl.
Yes, it was our song to get us there
to the Super Bowl. This song is a song that needs to help get us to California.
Yes.
Oh.
So, I mean, look, again, people are trying. I do appreciate people singing as much as it might hurt everyone's ears. It makes it better. Tyler in Delaware is up on WIP. Hey, Tyler.
Love is in the air. What's going on, Joe, you and Kyle? Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Tyler, what's up, buddy?
Oh, some
love in the air?
Time.
What's going on?
Fellas, I am all pressed out. I am on my way to see my friend get married at 3 o'clock this afternoon in Adamstown, Pennsylvania.
All right.
I got the fresh fit on. I'm feeling I'm about to get drafted today, brother.
Are you taking a date, Tyler? Are you going by yourself?
You know, I'm pulling something out of the Hugh Douglas love playbook, which is I'm going to go as a single man. I'm going to have a nice time, and I'm going to work the room.
Uh-oh. Watch out, ladies.
I got to go to a wedding next month.
Yeah. What's that?
I got to go to one next month.
Yeah?
It's here. It's here in a chair here.
Yeah. Are you doing the same thing as Tyler, or are you going to bring a date?
Well, I had a date. Yeah. Lost a date.
Okay.
So I'm kind of, trying to figure it out.
What'd you do? Okay. Tyler, go ahead.
Look, all right. So I have a song for Jalen and a song for us, okay?
Okay.
The song that I have for Jalen is Love TKO by Teddy Pendergrass.
Not Love TKO. You heard.
I'm telling you, Jalen used that after he won the Super Bowl in his Jordan commercial. It gives you that quiet confidence and swagger when there's all this noise talking. Mm-hmm. And then for us, because we're going out west, it's Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins.
I went into the Danger Zone.
Out to the west coast to bring the pain. Danger is coming for that opponent.
Was it that Top Gun? Danger
Top
Zone?
Gun. Mm.
Yes, yes.
Great movie, man.
Yeah, you know what?
You heard
it. The Danger Zone. All right, look. This Sunday, Hugh,
yes.
Joe, Kyle, this Sunday is not new territory for us, all right? September, as Merrill Reese said at the break, is about rounding into form. So while the offense works the kinks out, our defense, when we've needed it most, has stepped up and we've made the plays to win to be 2-0. You just played the audio tapes 10 minutes ago. Most of the national media wants to see us lose.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys know me as the Boss Ross of the 302, and I speak the language of facts, okay? And that's what we're going to bring. Three big things, guys. All right, number one, there is one Jalen Carter, and he plays on our team.
Mm-hmm.
He's a game wrecker who has shown he can get after Matthew Stafford. He did it in the postseason. You sure as heck know I know he could do it again this Sunday. Number two, we're wearing the white unis against the Rams. We put up 37 points last year in Los Angeles and did special things when Saquon broke Shady's single-game rushing record on their defense.
Darn right.
And number three, Joe, I know we are not cowards to wave the white flag. Jalen Hurts, in games where he has started and finished since week 6 of last season, has won 16 straight games.
Tell him, Tyler.
He
Hugh forgets that.
I forget it every time.
39, Hugh. 39 touchdowns to only 4 turnovers.
4 of them.
Late in games, the witching hour, when wins become losses and losses become wins. Jalen Hurts in the fourth quarter has gone 36 of 45, 80% passing, 475 yards passing, 8 touchdowns, not a single turnover, and a 133.9 passer rating in the fourth quarter.
You brought the facts today, Tyler. You brought the facts.
He took notes.
In the fourth quarter.
I'm starting
to take notes. He knows how to deliver in the clutch. Philadelphia, how can you not be amped for this game?
Boy.
Let me remind you of what Jared Burst said about you last year. He said, I hate Eagles fans. They're so annoying. I hate Eagles fans. He emphasized that twice. He said, when
point.
I see that green and white, Kyle, I hate it. I actually get upset, like I actually genuinely get hot. We do not forget when our team and our fans are called out and put on blast like that. AJ, remind
you. A little bit too late for that.
For 109
yards. Get out of steam.
And a tutty. You are the best wide receiver
That's right.
on the football field
Take notes
against
over.
Emmanuel Forbes. It's not Puka Nacua. It is not Devontae Adams. It is A.J. Brown who is the best wide receiver on that football field. Remind us of that. Saquon Barkley, remind the Rams of when you ran in their house. It was Eagle Town, not Ram Town. For 255 yards on 26 carries and two touchdowns against their defense and Jasper. And that is a PFK for the entire Eagles defense. Jalen Carter, Gordon Davis, Andrew McCuba, Nolan Smith, Cooper DeGene, Guantanamo Bay, Zach Ford, Jalen Johnson, and Akari Jackson. I know you got that wrong. You are going to bring it on Sunday. These Philly dogs like you, Douglas Smith, the team coming in this Sunday has had the head coach that led the charge against Benny the first place.
Oh, Tyler, you got to give us an Eagle chant.
He's got it.
All right, we are Philly Cup. We are continuing to be doubted. We are continuing to be underappreciated. And that is what the hungry dog means to every single one of us. We need to let the Rams know that this is the Eagles' nest. This is our house. We are going to bust that foot. We are going to sell their running game and passing attack brick by brick and do what needs to be done to win the game. Remember what we said last year, fellas? B-L-A!
Let's go, Eagles chant, Tyler.
I need it.
Let's go.
Let's hear it, Tyler.
5-10, 34-24.
Now that's a phone call, Tyler. Guy won't have a voice for the wedding, but he brought it.
Oh, he is. Oh, I hope he doesn't have to say anything at the wedding.
Hopefully he's not giving a speech. Otherwise, that thing is done.
This is how my mind works. You know, Tyler said that he was getting ready to go to the wedding, right? And so when he was doing that speech, we thought he started strong and he stayed strong the whole way
through. I tell you,
through.
Man, some people rise when you put the music on them. Like, yes. He was going already,
yeah,
and then he really picked it up.
Oh, yeah, that's
tell
a
you
great
what,
job.
I feel bad for them single women at that wedding.
Oh, they're in trouble.
They might be in trouble. Tyler on that honey pack, he might be a force to be reckoned with this weekend.
Yeah, ladies, watch out. Some tea.
Tyler's on his way.
He's in Sunday mode, dude.
Yes, he is. My goodness. 215-592-9494.
Right. Back to back.
You know what? My confidence in the Eagles just went up after hearing Tyler. I feel way better.
Feel good?
Yeah, I feel way better than I did to start the show.
Tyler own one.
What should be the song of the season? We might just play Tyler's call over and over the whole season because that was awesome. Guess it takes the 1 o'clock hour. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.